crank it up. It's time for Audibles on Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness.
That time of the week, boys and girls, it is fast approaching 4:10 on a Thursday afternoon. That means Don's Car Wash brings to you our weekly game of Audibles. Game number 200.
Woo woo.
We did it.
Mm-hmm. 200 times. March 7th of 2019, the very first game.
Wow.
And it was a week before that we went to a watering hole and we grabbed a pen and a bar napkin and we wrote down an idea for a game. And here we are. We found a sponsor and we're still playing this stupid thing.
And it was just you and Derek forever.
Yeah, it was.
Through COVID, there's a lot of games that were just Tyler and Derek. We did have three contestants for the first, until we got to COVID. And then we went down to, two.
Everybody.
Just, I don't think this is a game for one person.
No, there was two of us.
Oh, there's two. Okay, it was like, but it was so, you win every week or lose every week.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I got this one.
We took a little break between game number 48 and 49, March 12th till May 21st. That's when we were reassessing for the early COVID situation.
How can we do this?
Yeah. We went down to two players until game 100. That's when we reintroduced the bigger cast of characters and I think it was about 150 that we became. We realized that when this is a full studio, it's way more fun.
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And you can watch us have fun, and hopefully you're having fun at home. KFGO.com, YouTube. Madison Quinn, our digital guy, is the live producer of the video stream as well. And I am aware that we do have some weather in this area, so game number 200 will be interrupted right now by a weather update.
We do have a strong thunderstorm that will impact southwestern Clay and southeastern Cass County through 5 o'clock. At 4:03, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm over Wild Rice, about 9 miles south of Fargo, moving north at 10 miles an hour. Hazards associated with this storm, winds in excess of 40 miles an hour and penny-size hail.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to drive to WAP.
Yeah. Well, by 5 o'clock, maybe it'll be moved on out.
Right.
You still have time to text in who you think's going to win to 35270. Again, it's Abby, Rusty, Ryan, Mandy, Tyler. Eric Johnson put together today's game.
Yeah, and I'm going to do this quickly because I did tally up some of the win totals. I haven't gotten to the point totals yet, but win totals. So I know what everybody has done as far as wins are concerned. And Tyler, you played in all but three games of Audibles.
So you played in
one. What all goes on when I'm not here?
Oh, didn't Perry do one?
Yeah, it was a different. I think one Derek was hosting, one your dad was hosting. It's very random.
Okay.
You are the all-time wins leader.
That feels right.
With 73.
Wow.
As it should. 73
out of 199. Derek comes in second with 67.
Wow.
He's played in 144 games of Audibles. So slightly higher win percentage.
Hold up. 73 and 67?
Yep.
Holy
God.
I know. Tyler's writing it down.
For comfort.
In third place, and I believe she has played in 85 games of Audibles. Abby Miller. 13 wins.
So
13. Yeah.
I think I was your first permanent recruit.
I believe that is
to join the game.
I believe. No, Rusty. I think Rusty was the permanent third.
Dang it.
And then Abby.
Yeah. So you needed a woman.
And speaking of Rusty, he is number 4 all time in wins with 8.
Really?
8 wins for Rusty.
8 wins? 8 wins?
Wow. Wait, how many did I have?
You have 13.
Yikes, that's not great either.
We'll give a shout out to our director, our live stream director, Madison Quinn. He is in 7th all time with 4 wins.
And I think he has
probably
won,
played like 5 times.
Yeah, I say he's won almost every time he's played.
And the west side of the studio are both tied for 9th. With 2 wins apiece, Mandy and Ryan.
Yeah. Right.
Both recently.
Top 10. Yep.
19 people have won a game of Audibles.
We've had 19 different winners.
Gwen
is
win?
On there.
Yeah,
Gwen's
won.
On the list.
Yep.
She's one of the one game winners.
Will Thompson has won a game.
Yep, Will Thompson. Our single game winners, Will Thompson, Megan Edwardson, Gwen, Erica Rapp, Zero, Andrea, and Jake.
Okay.
Oh.
Those are our single game winners.
Oh, yeah, Jake won and then left.
Yeah.
Yep.
Said, see ya.
Leave on a high note. Yeah.
Joining Mandy and Ryan with two wins, Bob Harris and Jack Michaels.
Bob Harris, yeah. Jack Michaels. God, we've had a lot of people play this dumb game.
We have had a lot of people play this dumb game. And in fact, we have played this for a very long time. So today we're going to take a trip down Audible's memory lane because every category today are the exact audio clips used from the first 20. Let me see. I think the most recent one is game 29. So from the first 29 games of Audible's, these categories. We do scaled scoring. So if you got to identify the correct answer of the first piece of audio, you get 4 points. Second piece, 3 points. So on. Tyler won last week. He'll select first. Ring in with your name. That's how the determine goes first. Answer incorrectly. Out for the rest of that category. Back on the next. The categories this week, Tyler: TV show, character, song, movie, and actor.
Oh, okay.
Bringing it back.
I forgot actor was even a category. Let's get that one off the
board. All right, actor. So this one, just audio clips from the same actor. You got to figure out who it is. This is a fun one. This might be the shortest ever category I've ever done with these audio clips. I think the longest one is 3 seconds.
Do you save your
And this
old
is
clips?
From game 10, played on May 9th of 2019. Mm. Actor, audio clip number one.
Suspense.
Get this.
For a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
Actor.
Ryan.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Ryan.
Hey. Wow.
Kurt Russell.
Okay.
He takes his wrong person.
All right. Actor. Audio clip number two.
Marilyn here. She says you're the best. Says you're aces.
Rusty.
Rusty.
Billy Bob Thornton.
That is
there
correct.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was from...
Those were so fast.
Right? My brain...
3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then we had...
The package is addressed to Duluth.
Quite possibly the shortest audio clip I've ever used.
Right, fried potatoes.
Boy, that was expert mode back
Wait,
in the
do
day.
You save, like, every clip you pull?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot of audio.
That's
200 games
file.
Worth.
Cool. That is a
All right,
file.
Rusty out to the early lead with 3 points and 4 categories remaining. Rusty, would you like character, song, movie, or actor?
We had actor.
We had actor.
What did you do?
TV show. Sorry.
Like,
a lot of things going on back here. TV show.
TV show. Let's go with TV show.
All right. TV show. This is from game 22 on September 5th, 2019. TV show. Audio clip number one.
Believing as I do, like the good Dr. King said, a man should be judged on the content of his character, not the color of his skin.
TV show. Audio clip number two.
This is a $200 suit. I wear a second-hand tie, a fly couch. Not because I can't afford first, because I'm smart.
TV show. Audio clip number three.
Your problem is you spent your whole life thinking there are rules. There aren't. We used to be guerrillas. All we had is what we could take and defend. The truth is you're more of a man today than you were yesterday.
And finally, TV show, audio clip number four.
Yeah, I'm Lieutenant Schmidt. This is Bill Oswald, Chief over Bemidji.
Yeah, Frank Peterson. I'm the minister.
Rusty.
Up in
Rusty.
Fargo.
That is correct.
Oh,
I had no idea.
This sounded like a movie. I was like, this is not.
It was giving movie vibes.
Very much produced like a movie, but these were all from the TV show.
Okay. Mm.
Fargo.
Does that
Good job, Rusty. Holy cow.
Rusty's vaulted.
Vaulted to 4 points.
Yep.
But 3 categories remaining. Everybody's still very much in this game. Rusty, would you like character, song, or movie?
Movie, please.
Movie. Movie, this is from game number 4 on March 27th, 2019. Movie, audio clip number 1.
I'm sorry, President Summers, but what you just said makes no sense to me at all.
I'm devastated.
Movie, audio clip number 2.
I think if your clients want to sit on my shoulders and call themselves tall, they have a right to give it a try, but there's no requirement that I enjoy sitting here listening to people lie.
Tyler. Social Network.
That is correct.
Ah, oh, good. Ooh. That's the Facebook one?
Yeah.
Drop the. Just Facebook. It's cool.
I would have guessed Facebook.
All right, that moves Tyler into second place with 3 points. Rusty still in the lead with 4. 2 categories remaining. Tyler, would you like character or song?
Song.
Song. All right, this was a very fun one. This is from game number 8, played on April 25th of 2019. And this was when we were letting other personalities in the building recite lyrics.
This used to be so fun. We would have the news team actually read the lyrics as though they're doing news.
This one's even a layer deeper because our very own J.J. Gordon read it in his best Christopher Walken impression.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
so these are lyrics from a song as read by J.J. Gordon impersonating Christopher Walken.
Oh, boy.
Clear as mud.
Song, audio clip number 1.
Just keep a coming and put your hand out to me, because I'm the one who's gonna make you burn.
Song.
Wow.
Audio clip number 2.
I'm like evil. I get under your skin just like a bomb that's ready to blow.
That's good, though. That's
good.
Song. Audio clip number 3.
All you women who want a man of the street, but you don't know which way you want to turn.
And finally,
I can't focus.
Song, audio clip number 4.
Too many women with too many pills. Shoot to thrill.
Tyler.
Play to kill.
Tyler.
Shoot to thrill.
I must have known when we were doing that I was going to have to make it pretty obvious.
Wow.
That was
fun to listen to.
Back.
I think so.
We bring that back.
I think
so. Board.
Maybe not the 8 layers deep of JJ doing an impression.
But we had Don Haney read lyrics as though he was delivering the news once.
That was
hilarious. We got to bring that back.
All right, here's where we sit. Everybody's alive. Game 200 of audibles, but we have a tie atop. Rusty and Tyler tied with 4 points. So everybody else needs all 4 for the 3-way tie. Rusty or Tyler, if you get it correct at any point in time, you're this week's winner. If anyone else gets it correct after the first piece of audio, we'll have a tiebreaker between Rusty and Tyler.
Tiebreaker.
The final category is character, fictional character. And this is from game number 29. On October 24th, 2019, character, audio clip number 1.
You're no man, not the kind I've come to know.
Character,
what?
Audio clip number 2.
We inferior specimens call it playing possum.
That was very hard back in the day.
They're so short.
Wow, gosh.
Character, audio clip number 3.
Is this what passes for armor in your country?
Abby.
Wonder Woman.
That is
good
correct.
It's at the tip of my tongue. Dang it.
To get on the board and secure the tie between Rusty and Tyler. So just Rusty and Tyler. Remember, tiebreaker is a speed match. So I'm going to need
to
hear you ring
in.
Just
in case, like
I have a single tiebreaker. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
You might need that.
Here we go.
All right.
Rusty and Tyler, the category for the tiebreaker is actor.
Oh, no.
Actor. Tiebreaker. Here we go.
I don't know how to put this.
Tyler.
Nasty.
But Tyler rang in first.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
That's
very good. Very good.
Boom.
We'll play the full audio clip for Tyler.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I should have got that. That's how I introduce myself all the time.
A lot of leather-bound books, huh?
Yeah, lots of leather-bound books.
3 in a row. And now
that's
up to 74 wins through 200 games. Tyler,
I'm more impressed by the 3 in a row. That has not happened very often.
Yeah. I also did some tabulations, and I did 2 different point total records because when you and Derek were going just head versus head, there were some lopsided scores where one or the other of you would get a ton. He scored 14 once. That was
the
highest score
in a
single game.
14 points in a single game.
In a single game.
Oh, 14 points.
I quit my job for 10 minutes that day.
But the record in the expanded at least 4 people playing is Tyler Axis with 11.
Gross.
Abby, you were second on that list. You had a game where you scored 10.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the whole Shrek. Hey. That was an Amy and JJ put together that game, and there was all Shrek clues.
Okay.
We all remember.
So I know my Shrek.
200 games in. 200 more, maybe.
Yeah, why not? Four plus years. Let's keep it going.
As long as you and I keep the jobs.
Yeah, that's the part that is going to be the most difficult to navigate.
Yeah, us staying on as hosts and producers, step number one.
So we have not had anything repeat since then?
Oh, no, I've repeated. I've repeated a ton of stuff.
I was like, how is that possible and how do you know? You just keep track of it all.
He keeps a diary back there.
Oh, yeah. I've got this notebook's got all my answers. I think I had to start a new one at like game 155 or something. But I've got another one that's got the answers.
So that is
a small notebook.
That's like the Sports Almanac and Back to the Future 2. Oh, if you get your hands on that, you
and I also, for security's sake, I have separate. These are the answers. These are the scores and records.
Wow,
this is a job in itself. I can't believe this.
A lot of integrity there.
Yeah,
I try,
and separate volumes, which is cool.
Yeah, we'll put this on display at some point. You guys can.
I do need to digitize the statistics.
We're getting a new Audibles page at KFGO.com. Be waiting for that. Guys, thanks for coming on in. It's always fun.
Anytime.
You bet.
If you chose me, one of you is going to get a text back. You won the works car wash from Dunn's. You can put a smile on your car and on your face. We are aware that there is some weather in the area. We'll come back and get that out right after this on Afternoons Live. The best that we can.